Blog Talk Radio.
The scent of perfume, a velvet lined room, the bitter end has come. Not a moment too soon. It isn't late. You don't have to worry. There's time to spare. I'm not in a hurry. Alone in the shadows. The first stop tonight. I kept my distance till she asked for a light. Making my way, keeping one step behind, living the high life. I'm doing fine. It's shining new until it gets old. You can have what you want, I've been told. Might take some persuasion, but not too much. Don't ask for advice, 'cause I'm out to lunch. Having a good time until it turns back. It might be the best time
I would like to welcome everyone to John Talk Radio. This is Tuesday, October the 15th, 2019. My special guest is Maurice Mattei. You can go to his website, mmattei.com. We're talking about his new CD, which was going to be released at the October 19th, 2019, at the CD release party show at the Southgate House Revival in Cincinnati. Maurice, welcome to the show.
Oh, it's nice to be back, John. Pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you on here. We were chatting offline about how long we've been doing this, and I'll go back and look, but I think it's probably been 9 or 10 years, somewhere in there, and I really appreciate it, and I look forward to your albums every time that you contact me, because I just really enjoy your music, and I'm just not saying that. I really do, and I think that this new album is amazing. I like the way you set this up. We've heard the first song on the album. It's a double album on one CD. And for a listening audience, there's a lot of music packed into that CD, which you can argue about media types of music, but that's a lot of music to get on one disc, and I don't think you could do that. You'd have to have two LPs for that at least. But
you would.
You'd have to be like the Allman Brothers or one of those bands that always put together the double album.
Well, God forbid, John. God forbid. But you'd have to do that, because it's a little over 60 minutes, I think, of music. So you'd have to cram 30 minutes, and that would not be good for an LP. So.
Well, let's talk about Maurice. And I think one of the things that I would like the listening audience to know, Velvet Lined Room is the name of the album. So when did you start with this project, And how do you start? Do you start with the songs? I know we've talked before, and sometimes you'll have songs that you didn't use on other CDs or other albums that you've had for a while. How did you make the selection, Maurice, for the songs for Velvet Lined Room?
Well, it was never as usual. I never intended it to be certainly in the format that it's in now, in that it's a double record. And so when I started it, I can't even remember the first tune I came up with for this one. But these are all, none of these songs are leftovers, so to speak, from other records. They're all new. Because I'd really kind of exhausted my material last time around with Jealous Wreck, and I hadn't really planned on writing as usual. I never plan on writing. But I just started writing material. And when I got the songs together, I really just wanted to do one CD, but I just kept coming up with more material. And what's odd about this record is that I always have more songs for a project than I end up using, okay, on that particular project. Because, okay. Not because the songs themselves are necessarily bad or whatever, but because they don't fit correctly, or something doesn't quite work with the other tunes. They're sort of incongruous with the other ones. And but for me, anyway, when I sort of spread these tracks out and listen to, I thought they all fit nicely together because of their diversity, really. And so that's what happened. I mean, it ended up being 18 songs. But it was never, I never planned it that way. It just happened. And, I can't remember when I started writing the material, earlier this year or end of last year. And, when I start one of these things, I never really know where it's going to end up. But this one, I really like how this one turned out. So.
I do.
Kind of a happy accident in a way.
How do you know, Maurice, that the project is complete? When you're going through and you're writing 18 songs, that's quite a, I don't know how long that took you. It would take me a while, like forever.
Yeah.
But how do you know when it's done? You're thinking, okay, this project's complete. I think I can start working on putting this thing together.
I knew when it was finished when I wrote a song on the record called She's Not a Stranger to Me. That was the last song I wrote for it. And what happened was I had 17 songs. See, I used all the songs this time around, and I usually don't do that because I thought they all fit together nicely. I thought they were all pretty strong tunes. But I had 17 of them, and I recorded a song called, and it was really not my lyric. It was an old poem called Alonzo the Brave, and from a book called The Monk. I've always wanted to sort of do that song, okay, do my version of that song. I wrote music to it and used the lyrics. And I recorded, but I didn't like it after I heard it. It was too long. Mm. It didn't work. And I thought, maybe it is going to be it. It's not going to happen, for a double. But then something like a day or two later, I came up with this song called She's Not a Stranger to Me, which for me is one of my favorite songs on the record. And I thought, wow, that's perfect. What a great song to end on, as a completed piece. And when I put it together and put them all together after that, it really, really rounded it out the record perfectly, so much better than that other than the cover song I was thinking of adding on there to fill out the record. So I thought, well, that's it. You know, that's finished. I mean, that's what I was looking for. That's how it worked out.
How do you? This is a kind of a weird question, but it's something that I think about. Now, when you're writing a song and you're putting it together, do you like bounce it off of your wife or anyone, or is this something that you have to prove yourself? Do you have to think, okay, this is okay, I like this, I like the way it's going, or do you have? I know you know a lot of musicians. You play with a lot of different people. Is there someone else, Maurice, that you like say, hey, I'm going to bounce this off of you? How does that process work?
Usually, my wife is a good arbiter of that kind of thing. And if she doesn't like it, it usually means there's a problem somewhere with it, because she's a musician herself. She's a singer. And so that helps quite a bit. But that's not always that's not always the be-all and end-all of it. You know, there's a couple of songs on here that she didn't particularly like, which I kind of laid to the side, but then when I went back to, I thought they really fit nicely in the record, and I think they're really they're good songs. So I bounce it off my wife, you know, a lot. Sometimes if I'll play a song at a show that I've written, and I watch and I sense the reaction it gets, and if it's not the one I expected, then I know that there's something wrong with the song. So sometimes I bounce it off an audience, rarely, but sometimes I do that. Usually, though, it's just a combination of just me listening to it and my wife listening, because she's very honest about my material, and that's good. You know, that's good. So.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. About my wife is the same way, and it's like sometimes I wish she wasn't. It was like, I think this is pretty cool, and I'll write something, or I'll write an article or a piece or something like that, and she'll tell me, you know, well, honestly, what she thinks of it, which is priceless.
Right.
But sometimes it's like, oh, come on, just tell me it's great.
Yeah, well.
Let me go on, move on with it. But I do know what you're talking about, because it would be pretty hard for her to just fake it, and I would know she was doing that the same way. So I'm sure that your wife is giving you the kind of feedback that probably no one else could do. And
you know, and it's funny because it works the other way too. Sometimes I'll write a song that I don't think is all that, for some reason I don't think is all that good, but she'll listen to it and say, wow, that's, you know, that's really good. And so I listen to it with a different perspective, and I usually go with that. There's a song on there called The Last Road, which that happened with. I wrote that pretty quickly one morning, and I thought it was kind of it was so quickly that it came together. I thought, well, I don't know if this is even a real, but she heard it, and she thought it was really one of the better tunes, and I like it a lot now, you know, but at the time, I wasn't taking it as seriously as, you know, I should have, perhaps, you know.
Well, I wrote that down as one of the songs I wanted to play next, and I think it's one of my favorite songs on the album. So let's play The Last Road. And you're listening to John Talk Radio, and my guest is Maurice Mattei. We're talking about his latest release, Velvet Lined Room. And when we come back, you can talk about the South Gate House Revival CD release show party that's coming up this week. And I know you got a lot of things going on, so we got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We'll be right back with Maurice right after this.
Good intentions, they're like dime stores. You won't see them come what may. They don't hang hang around much anymore. Here's a ticket, fetch the sexton, chart a path across the open sea. There are thousands waiting on the shore. This is the last road. Cabin, voices carry, we talk in whispers through the night. Place your thoughts up where they don't belong. By the fire, pack a suitcase, heading east out the open door. Walking down the streets of Babylon. This is the last road. This is the last. Don't come near me. Look for shelter among the leaves. Arm yourself and keep a steady hand. If by chance you hear of someone going round and taking names, make a pledge undo.
And you're listening to John Talk Radio. Our special guest tonight is Maurice Matei, and we're listening to songs and talking about songs from his latest release, Velvet Lined Room. It's on CD, and talk about the CD release show, Maurice, that you have coming up on the 19th.
Yeah, it's going to be this 19th, this Saturday, at the Southgate House Revival. We're in the lounge, no cover. I'm really excited about playing with this. We've done a couple of shows already, but got a new lineup for the band. That's Debbie Inosota on drums and Brian Berwanger on upright bass. And it's really come together beautifully, I think. We have a lot of different types of songs that we can put together now. It's not as predictable, I suppose you might say. There's more sort of jazz influences along with the rock and the rock and roll kind of stuff and some pop stuff. Yeah, it's very different from there's a lot of diversity in the material, and it all fits together really well, just like more or less kind of like this record. And I'm really happy that it's come together this way, because we've had a good time. We've been having a good time playing and gotten a lot of good reaction at the shows from the crowd. At the shows we've played so far, so it's going to be good. It starts at doors open at 7, as I said, no cover, and it's Newport, Kentucky, Southgate House Revival, playing in the lounge, and music starts at around 9. Band's on first, and then me and the band is going to be first, and then I'm going to do a solo set after that, if I can, you know, if I can make it. But hopefully I can. yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, one of these days you're going to have to come down, you know.
Oh, I'd love to. I seriously would. I've always wanted to. I will definitely be there one of these days. Now, one of the questions I have is, Maurice, with the drummer and the bassist that you have right now, how did you pick them, and how did they fit into what you wanted to do? Because I know it's not that easy to find musicians that in like this area that I'm in. I'm in the Columbus area, and a lot of pockets of musicians. There's the jazz group over here, there's the blues group over here, there's the kind of the soul guys and the R&B guys over there, there's the folky guys. But I've talked to people that have been playing music in Columbus for 30 years, I've never met each other. So how do you pick the people that you feel comfortable representing your music?
Well, again, there's a certain randomness to it. First of all, I've played with Debbie, the drummer, before, and I always liked her style of playing. It's very direct and simple and tasteful, and I like that in a drummer, you know. And I think that comes from her kind of jazz. She played in a jazz band before, and it might, you know, might have something to do with that, but I think it's just her style, and that matches my material very well. And Brian, I'd never met Brian before, but actually Debbie contacted him because she had played with him before, and he's really, really very good, very good, accomplished musician. And we chose the upright rather than a straight electric bass because, again, it fit my material much better, I thought, than just a straight, you know, electric bass. We can do more with that. And so really it was somewhat planned out, but a lot of it was also very sort of happenstance, you know. It just happened that I knew Debbie from before and that she knew Brian from before, and as it turned out, luck would have it that it all fit, you know, it all fit together very nicely. I've never been one to solicit musicians that much, you know, to play. It's always been a situation where it's either someone I know or someone that they know, you know, and it's always, in to a greater or lesser degree, kind of worked out well that way for me. This time, I think it's worked out very well. But that's how it came together. And we had another bassist before Brian, and just didn't feel as right. And I think he felt it too. But with Brian, it really all gelled. It really all came together. I was very fortunate, actually.
That's what a good bass player will do for you, Maurice. Bring everything together.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It really does, and I rely on him so much in this material that we're doing. I can sort of lay back, and he'll do his bass runs, and really, really fills out the space very nicely.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I say that because, you know, I've always had this thing about people that have played the guitar that think that they can pick a bass up and play it because they can play a guitar and they have no idea how to play a bass. And I can almost tell when I listen to a bassist, you know, if they are a bassist or they're a guitar player that had already had a guitar player in the band, and it's like, oh, I'll play the bass. But there's nothing like a bass player and a drummer that get together and can lay that foundation down and just make it so just makes sense. And I love that. So what else is going on? I mean, is there any other gigs or any other projects or anything that you would like to talk about?
Sure, we have other shows coming up. I don't want to mention them quite yet. We have our Christmas show that's going to be coming up in December. That's always fun. I didn't get to do it last year with the band, but this year we're going to do that at the Listing Room. But this is the one, the CD release show is the one I'm kind of focused on right now. I'm going to be on, for those people in Cincinnati, the hundreds and thousands of people that are listening in Cincinnati to this, I'm going to be on tomorrow morning on Good Morning Cincinnati, which is on Channel 12 here in town.
Oh, I'd love to see that. Is that, does that stream, or do you have to have it through TV?
It's live, but then they stream it after the fact.
Okay.
So it'll be on there. It'll be archived. Yeah, that's how they usually do it. So I'll probably put up a link to it, and you'll be able to see it there. So I'm looking forward to that. There are other shows, but this is the one I want to concentrate on right now. It's going to be a good one. So I'm glad. By the way, I want to say I'm glad you enjoyed the CD. It's the first.
Yeah, I do, and I've listened to it.
I've gotten back from.
Well, how I do things, I've been retired since 2015 and going into 2016. So I've been able to spend a lot of time with music. I do several radio shows and I write a couple of articles and stuff. So I've been able to spend more time listening to music than I have. And I don't know if any other people are like this, but I never really get the first listen to an album or a CD. It's very rare. I'll listen to it, and I need to listen to it again. And sometimes I need to listen to it again. And then I can kind of get to the place where I think the musician wants me to be. It's very rare that I can just listen to it and get it. It's not that I like it or dislike it. I just need to get it. I need to know where the music's coming from, what the intentions were, and things like that.
Sure.
So, yeah, I've listened to yours through at least three times, and I just think that, it's one of those things with your lyrics. You have to pay attention because you're writing a story, and you're telling stories about, and you can't just, take a couple words here and there. You have to stay right with it, and I think that's a great talent that you have, telling stories with your music. And I'm just really glad that you and I became friends, and I'm able to do this with you when the albums come out. So I want to thank you for that.
Sure.
And
I appreciate that. What's nice about this particular setup with the band is that some of the songs that on the CD that are a little bit different. Well, it's somewhat different from other material that I've done in the past, because they do have more of a loose, jazzier feel. It fits perfectly with the band as it is now. So we're doing a lot of material from the new record. As a matter of fact, the set that we're doing Saturday only goes back. I'm doing a lot of cuts from this record, but we only go back. We do songs from Jealous Wreck and the one before it, Songs of Peril and Conquest. And I don't do anything prior to that. We don't do anything prior to that. So it's all material within the last few years. And I'm really happy about that because it really recreated the band, because all that material, strangely enough, I never did with the former lineup at all. So this is all new territory with this band, and it feels good. It's good.
Now, what album? What number is this? How many albums have you made total?
Well, again, that's another reason I turned this into a double album, so to speak, is because this would have been had I just released it as a single record, with 14 songs or 12 or whatever, it would have been my 26th.
Wow.
And I hate 26. I hate that number. but on the other hand, I love 27. 27 mm-hmm. is, I love that number. That's how old my wife was when I met her. And it's a really good age for women. I don't know why that is, but
it's kind
anyway,
of a bad age
that.
For rock stars, though. I think didn't that when Jim Morrison
yeah, it is.
Died?
They knock off. Yeah, they die. They die at that point. a shelf life, you know. But what I'm saying is that this is sort of my 26th and 27th record.
Cool.
So there, yeah. So it's all told. That's what it comes to.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, tomorrow when you're playing, are you going to be doing an acoustic set, or are you going to play with the band?
At the show? At the TV thing?
At the TV thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it's going to be acoustic. Just simple.
Okay.
I'm just going to do it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do the song I was talking about, that She's Not a Stranger to Me, probably. I'm probably going to do that. Yeah, it's much simpler that way, you know. Just go in there with acoustic and vocal. Okay, that sounds good.
Let's play. Yeah, that's She's Not a Stranger to Me. My guest is Maurice Mattei, MMATTEI.com. The new album is Velvet Lined Room. And how can people, if the people want to purchase that, now they'll be able to get it, Maurice, at the show on the 19th in Newport at the Southgate.
Yes.
Is there any other way they can get the CD?
It'll be available on Bandcamp, I think, sometime after the release. And also it'll be available here in town at Everybody's Records and Shake It Records. And also it'll be available through my website that you talked about at the start of the show. That's MMATTEI.com, MMATTEI.com. It'll be available through there, too. So it'll be a variety
of
different ways.
That's awesome, and I highly recommend it. Let's go ahead and play She's Not a Stranger to Me, and we'll be right back with Maurice Mattei.
Got lost somewhere between two stations. Nobody goes there anymore. Don't miss the rules and regulations. Since I washed up on the shore, a lot of time to sit and wonder. I had all day to roll my eyes. Got in line and took a number. It worked out like advertised. The air is thick with little raindrops. Watch them falling on my sleeve. They might seem tattered, oh, but they're not. Some things aren't meant to be believed. My hair is made of coral. My shirt is bright and floral. I got time to spare. Perhaps I'll light a candle. Tonight I think I'll ramble up the mountain somewhere, somewhere. I don't have motives or connection. Nothing much is on my mind. Since I stopped and asked directions, it's been a pleasure doing time. Counting on another daybreak. Making plans and telling tales. Why pull the curtains down for my sake? Nobody's following my trail. The door is never locked. I keep my pathway blocked. with old magazines, newspapers, picture books, if you come and take a look, don't forget the grenadine. I take my cue from Mrs. Wilson. She gives me anodynes and tea. No one cares or knows where she's from. She's not a stranger to me. She's not a stranger to me.
And I would like to welcome you back to John Talk Radio. This is our October 15, 2019 show. Maurice Mattei is my guest, and we're talking about his latest release, Velvet Lined Room. And he will be playing at in Newport at the Southgate House Revival on October the 19th. Doors open at 7 o'clock, no cover, and music will start around 9. Did I get that right? Is that close?
You got it right, yeah.
Mark that down.
That's
John
good.
Got it right. But So I just want to ask, so you were talking, Maurice, about this is either 26th or 27th album that you've made. If you go back in time and you go back to the first album you made, what is different then than now? If you go back to when you were first starting to make music back then, make an album, and then you look at 2019, this the latest one you made, what are the biggest differences or I guess I could say challenges, but let's just say differences that you have between then and now.
Well, let's see. I'd say that when you're starting out that first record, you're kind of walking around, stumbling around in the dark a bit, and you're always doing that regardless, but it's more like that when you're just starting this kind of thing. I suppose the big difference is that I have more of a sense of what works now and what doesn't work as far as songs, and not only songs but also what works and what doesn't work when performing songs in front of an audience. I definitely have more of a sense of that now than I did then. And that obviously will reflect also in the recordings. You don't really get that. It's impossible to really get a sense of that, especially if you don't have some kind of producer or some kind of something to bounce off of, and I really didn't at the time. You really have to kind of, it's trial and error. You know, and at this point, I think that I have more of a sense of what works and what doesn't work, what direction is the wrong direction to go in, and what is a better way to go as far as writing and performing. I think that's the major difference, and basically it boils down to just having more experience. You know, it's just the more you do anything, the better you're going to get at it, hopefully. I mean, it's really just as simple as that. So I just feel that it's just more accomplished, I suppose, more sure of what works and what doesn't work at this point than I was back then. Of course, I didn't know it back then. I thought that what I was doing was working beautifully, and it wasn't. Not always, anyway, that's for sure. But you know, I get more of a sense of that now. I still do songs from that period. You know, I still do. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a song from the first CD I released. Well, my solo set, one of my favorite songs that I've written. There's a few on there, actually. But,
Let's play a song. I'm going to play Lexington Walk of Fame. I think that's a really good song. Let's play that, and then we'll come back, and we'll complete the interview with Maurice. And I want to just thank everybody that's been supporting this show since 2008. We really appreciate Independent Music Showcase has been on for 11 years, and I just want to say that to the people out there that listen to this show and support independent musicians. Thank you so much. And we're going to play Lexington Walk of Fame, Maurice, and we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Down in Lexington, where I walked along, walked on the ceiling too. I did things I regret, but once or twice, tell me, didn't you? The dog eat dog world, wickeds are. I don't know what to say. There's not much to do, but somehow seem to do it anyway. Keep it coming, keep my raving head pouring it at my feet. Till my thoughts turn round and I was moving rapidly. Everybody wants to know when Melinda's gonna show. I'm a real mean man. I did hard time over on Primrose Lane till my leave came through and I rambled down the Walk of Fame. Puppet shows and little girls in tap shoes with top hat and tail. I could play a medley of my hits, 'cause that one never fails. Ladder packed a noose, seen better crowds at an execution. Maybe it's me, I ought to change my name, improve my elocution. Hey, it's for horses, so they say. Tell me, do you know the way to San Jose?
And I'd like to welcome you back to John Talk Radio, Independent Music Showcase. Our October the 15th, 2019, and our special guest is Maurice Matei, and we're listening to music from Velvet Lined Room. Maurice, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I just always enjoy talking to you. And is there anything you would like to say that I haven't said, or anything about the album, or anything that's going on?
Basically, no, not really. Just to reemphasize, I suppose that the CD release, the CD will be available this Saturday at the Southgate House Revival for the CD release show, Saturday, October 19th. And doors open at 7, no cover, and starts at around 9. So come on out. It's going to be a really good time, and I'm really looking forward to doing the show. So that's about it. And I want to thank you, John, again, for having me on, and appreciate it very much. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's great. I really appreciate you coming on. It's great. I love listening to your albums. I get excited when you tell me you're sending me one because it's like I get a lot of music, but some I get and some I don't, and I really enjoy yours. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Maurice, thank you for coming on to the show tonight. We appreciate it. Thank you to everybody that supports this show through the years. And good luck for the show on Saturday night, and we'll talk to you later. And for that number 28 album, you got to contact me, and we'll do another show.
Oh, that's good. Sounds good, John. We'll talk.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. And thank you, everyone, for supporting Independent Music Showcase on John Talk Radio. We appreciate it. Everybody have a great evening.
Secret man, secret thoughts, tumbling through the wall, rolling down the mountainside like a waterfall. I believe in things that I can't see. No one else here does, only me. Secret man, secret ways, not too hard to read. Round the table, supper time, one more mouth to feed. A game of hearts took a tragic turn. Bills are due on wages not yet earned. Secret man, hidden wants, tucked inside a drawer. All the razzmatazz you see leaves them one more. With a millstone tied around their necks, begging for attention, I suspect. Daughter, please stand your ground till I come back home. Darkness fills the room, then it fades. Figures cast in shadows on the shade. Secret man, costly lies, rumors I have heard. People whisper, people talk, I don't say a word. In these times, things are left unsaid. Secrets are left buried with the dead. Tied up for a week. Haven't heard a thing. Set the mirror on the chest of drawers. Well, little sense I had disappeared. Gone high stepping down the street. I'm a sharp dressed man. Yeah, that's what I am. Got Italian shoes. I've been on. putting you in charge. Got nothing to do and there's too much time. I was hoping we could find a long black limousine. Things are looking up, I'm well traveled, but there's miles to go. Gotta make a move from here to there, or an all points in between. Got caught in the weeds with expensive needs. Lost my collar stud, I've been spitting blood. My numbers stay in touch. I'll be back around before too long. We can take a midnight stroll on the boulevard. Change my ways like some people do. Had a lot of time to think things through since I've been on parole. Watch the waves rolling, watch them rolling out again. Going for a walk. It's a May's day. In my whiskey, 'cause I like it neat. I'm putting one foot in front of the other, if I must. I had a good time when I was out on the street, dodging the law, catching the bus, keeping to myself, and my hands are clean. Not gonna tell you anything that I really mean. I had a partner, called him by his name, and I'll tell you what it was before too long. In the lining of my pocket, reaching round for change. Thought I had a quarter, guess I was wrong. On the warehouse floor and the loading dock, gotta haul a few more crates before I'm off the clock. Lost my old ink pen and my clothes are wet. Spent the night with Eddie and a friend of his. Talked about his landlord, we shared a cigarette. Like I've never left, wonder why that is. Walking downstairs, there's one too many floors. Taking too much time, end up where I was before. Since 5:30, going somewhere, wherever that may be. I got no sense of direction, and I can't say why. But I'll let you know if it come to me. Stepping off the curb, trying to stand up straight. I've been looking for kids and cars with out of state place. Out of state place. left some things spread out on the lawn. Scattered round the cardboard yard sale sign. Front doors open, porch lights on. Plastic cups and empty picture frame in the rain. Aimless kids are living with a mom. Hasn't seen them in a year or two. Back when she got mixed up with the law, they took them like sometimes do. At least that's what I heard from a friend back then. Well, the last thing I recall before my memory strayed. That wayward oar a turned toward me and hit me with its rays. I couldn't run and hide as they pulled me up inside and strapped me to an old space chair, took me for a ride. I saw shine.